The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. So the mystery of the midnight train has at last been solved. On six successive midnights, a man was mysteriously carried away by a train that never came through on the new branch line near Punkinville. Cy and Elmer, the correspondent school detectives, failed to solve the case alone. But with the help of the sheriff, the old lads have finally made an arrest. Our scene is now the rancho of Don Jose Tijuana, last of the great Mexican ranchers. It is daylight, and Cy and the sheriff are patting themselves on the back for a good night's work, while Elmer is nowhere to be seen.
Well, Cy, I guess that's the biggest night's work that anyone around here has seen in some time. Too bad we missed getting Don Jose, but he's gone so far we'll never get him.
We can hold this feller Manuel, can't we, Sheriff?
Yeah, we can hold him and try him and convict him. And we got all six of them kidnapped men for witnesses.
Yeah.
So if the judge don't go to sleep or the jury go to the ball game, well, hearing won't last over an hour.
I never seen nobody as mad as Pat was when he got loose.
Yeah, he was some stirred up, all right. And his language wasn't the best I've heard either. Them fellas weren't hurting on no side. They was kept nice and comfortable with plenty to eat.
That's what's worrying me, Sheriff. What can we try Manuel for? It's a cinch he ain't murdered nobody.
No, he ain't, Cy. But as far as he's concerned, he might just as well have.
Eh?
Say, when that fella dies of old age in the penitentiary, he'll still have about 50 years of his sentence left to serve.
What's gonna keep him there so long, Sheriff? Them fellas we caught for kidnapping Mr. Allen, they only got 10 years for it.
Yeah, true enough. But don't forget that the kidnap laws has been made mighty severe since that time.
Yeah.
And there's been six men kidnapped this time, with plenty of proof of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Least man you can get is 20 years on each count, and six times 20 is 120 years. When Manuel gets done serving that, he'll be, about 160.
Now, that's a long time to be in jail, ain't it, Sheriff?
Well, you ain't feeling sorry for that fellow, are you, son?
Well, no. And then again, skip it.
Yeah, you're a fine detective, feeling sorry for a criminal.
Well, 120 years is a long time in a jail.
Well, of all things. Well, I guess I don't guess I'll call you as a witness, Cy. You'd most likely swear the prisoner were just kind of playing a little game with them men he stole.
I wouldn't do nothing like that, Sheriff.
Well, maybe you wouldn't, but you're too soft-hearted for this sort of a crime. Cy, there's nothing worse than kidnapping, not a thing.
Yeah, I know it.
And this man is a real and a dangerous criminal.
Sheriff, here comes Pat now. He's a dragging Manuel awful rough on the end of a rope.
Well, he ain't dragging him no rough when he treated Pat. When he dragged him up a 20-foot bank on the end of a rope.
Where are you going with Manuel, Pat? Has your car come yet?
No, it ain't. Look, you hold this tamale a while, Sheriff, will you? I'm going in the house and telephone to town again. I want to get this snake into the jailhouse.
All right, we'll watch him, Pat. It's all right if Pat telephones to town, ain't it, Sheriff?
I wish you would, Pat. I'm tired of waiting, and it's way past my breakfast time.
Yeah, I could use a little some kind of spoon victuals myself.
Well, it won't be long now. Hold on to that fella, and I'll be right back.
Pat don't seem to think we can hold a prisoner, Sheriff.
Well, he's so mad I don't blame him, but Manuel's not going to give us any trouble.
He don't seem to be very mad about being arrested. Are you, Manuel?
What does the arrest matter to me? Manuel Caliente has done all within his power to save the rancho of Don Jose. Now that Manuel has failed, Manuel does not care what happened to him.
Oh. I ain't got the straight of this thing, I guess, Sheriff. How could Manuel save Don Jose's ranch by kidnapping all them fellers?
Well, to hear Manuel tell it, sir, the world is wrong. All wrong. Just because the railroad's going through here.
What's so bad about that, Manuel? That little piece of ground that the railroad track runs on, ain't it gonna take enough out of this big ranch to make a wrinkle in it?
No one is expect you to understand.
Eh?
You do not have the great love for the wide ranges of this so beautiful rancho. The railroad. She's ugly. She's making noise. And if we do not put up the fence, those cattle go on the track and are killed. So we must live inside a fence, like pigs in a pen. Bah! What good is such a rancho?
Yeah, but the ranch is still here, and Don Jose got more money for that little strip of land than the whole darn ranch is worth.
Money, bah! What is money? For one who is descended from the grandees of old Madrid, money mean nothing if it will not buy freedom. And what freedom is to have in a barbed wire fence, huh? Money, bah!
Say, maybe there is something to that, Sheriff.
Yeah, plenty, sir. A nice, quiet life in the penitentiary.
You see, Manuel, you don't get your freedom after all.
Well, it's true. Manuel and Chola de Caliente will go to spend the rest of his life in the jail. But the spirit of Manuel will be far from those cold walls. Perhaps, sometime, there will be another land where the cattle may graze on the green hills. And the crazy gringo and his iron rod will never come. But for what have I done here? Manuel is happy. He has worried his railroad plenty. And the great Don Jose has got safely away to his own land. That is all. Manuel is happy.
Now, that is right pretty and sad, ain't it, Sheriff?
Now, hold on there, sir. Don't you go to getting sentimental. We got business on here and it's serious. I'm going to take Manuel over the house and make sure he ain't left anything we need laying around. Then we'll take off for town.
All right. Wait a minute, Sheriff. We got to get Elmer.
See, by jingle, that's right. Elmer's been sitting down there by that tracker watching that phonograph for hours. You better go and get him, Si, while I take Manuel for a last look at the place where he kept the boys prisoners.
Here comes Pat, looking right happy again. Well, how'd you find out, Pat?
The car left town half an hour ago. So it ought to be getting hit pretty soon now.
Well, I'll take Pat with me over to get Elmer. That way I'll have company through them trees, Sheriff.
Company? What for, sir?
Well, them trees is kind of scary.
Well, but, sir, it's broad daylight now. Surely you ain't afraid of going to daylight.
Well, of course, I ain't exactly scared, but...
Go ahead, Sheriff. Go ahead and finish up with that Mix's layout. I'll go with this lad and see that the spooks don't get him.
We'll be right back, Sheriff, just as quick as we can get Elmer.
All right. Come on now, Manuel. Come on, walk lively. Hurry back, sir. I want to get my breakfast.
Yeah? All right, Sheriff. Come over this way, Pat.
What did your boyfriend stay down by the track for?
He's watching the phonograph.
He's doing what?
Watching the phonograph.
Now, looky here. That don't make sense, lad. What would he be watching the phonograph for?
So nobody'd steal it.
Steal it from where?
From where he's watching it.
Well, where's he watching it?
Down by the track.
Now, wait a bit. Now, wait a minute. Half a bit, till I get my bearings here. I choose to play in this game. Now, what is the phonograph doing down by the track?
Oh, that's right, Pat. You don't know how we discovered that midnight train, no?
I don't know. Never you bit about it, I don't know, except that the sheriff arrested that Mexican filler.
Well, me and Elmer took some flashlight pictures while you was getting caught.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and they showed you up in the air.
Yes, I see so.
Yeah, you was. With that Mexican filler on top of that bank.
A fine pair for detectives now, ain't you? A fine pair. You two lads stand there and take pictures of me getting kidnapped, and you don't do nothing about it.
Yeah, but we couldn't see nothing, Pat. Them flashlight things burned up too fast.
Oh, they did.
Come over this way now, Pat. Go right along this path.
All right.
Elmer is awaiting just the other side of that grove of trees. Mm. Now, you see, we had to go back to Funkinville with them films
and
send them to Kansas City by airplane. Yeah. Then we come right out here and rescued you.
Yeah, but did you find out where the train went after it hit me? Huh? Me and them five other lads has been trying to figure it out, we have, but... All of any of them know it was that the train was coming louder and louder, and all at once that Mexican Monty held us up with a rope and stuck a gag in her mouth, he did, and carried us over here.
Well, a Mexican feller was standing up on the platform on that big telegraph pole by the track.
He was?
Yeah, and he throwed his rope over you when you walked under him.
Uh-huh.
He said he had light enough to see you from that little red and green switch lantern.
He did that, I guess.
Yeah, then he jumped off the platform with the rope and hauled you up on the bank with him.
Well, if that ain't a nerve. Oh, wait till I get to tell my story in the courtroom. Wait.
You know, Pat? He's the smartest fella in the country with Lariat. Yes, sir. He told us so himself.
He admitted it. Nothing bashful about him, is there?
He's good enough that he jerked the flashlight out of my hand with the rope. In the dark, too. That was just before we left Elmer to watch the phonograph.
Now, wait a minute. There goes that music box again. What has a phonograph got to do with all this, anyhow?
Well, a phonograph is a train.
Now, what talk have you? What? The phonograph is a train. Now, wait a minute. Are you out of your head entirely, lad?
I mean the train was up in that big box on the telegraph pole.
Now, wait a bit. This is getting worse and worse. Now, first of all, you say the gramophone is the train. And now the train was in the box on the pole.
No, Pat. I mean the phonograph was in the box on the pole.
Well, what was the phonograph doing in a box on the pole?
It was being a train.
Well, for the love of mud. But the phonograph was being a train.
Yeah. Well, it was a train we heard anyway.
Oh, you
and
did?
It was coming out of that box on the pole.
Well, did you get a picture of the train coming out of this box?
Of course not. It wasn't no train.
But you just said that.
I said the train come out of that box.
The train come out of the telephone pole from the box up on top of the phonograph, but it didn't.
Wait a minute, Pat. You're all mixed up.
Did you just find that out?
Well, what I'm trying to say is...
Well, say it.
Well, I will. Hush up, Pat. That phonograph has a record on it.
Yeah.
And the record's got a noise on it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that noise is a train coming. And that's the noise that come out of that box on the pole at 12 o'clock every night.
Well, the saints preserve us. And now wait a minute. And you expect me to believe...
Pat, Elmer, where is he?
He's up on the pole watching the train in the box, I suppose.
He was sitting right there by that tree, watching the phonograph, and he's gone.
He's what?
He has gone, Pat. Elmer has gone, and so is the phonograph.
Now look, reach over and give me a pinch, will you, lad? Maybe I'm gone, too.
And now Elmer has disappeared, and in broad daylight. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.